Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with Vice Admiral Tom Wilson, Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Well, Admiral, we know that DIA is responsible for managing large amounts of information and creating useful and targeted analysis. Given your experience with what some might call knowledge management, what lessons can you pass on to others about dealing with large databases and knowledge management issues?
Well, clearly, the information age that we're in right now leads to enormous challenges and opportunities for intelligence. One of the real important things in our business is to separate the difference between raw data, which might just be electronic intercepts or something like that, information, which may have a little bit of value-added flavor to it, and intelligence, which is trying to blend a lot of information and raw data together to give a focused, predictive analysis. Our customers, especially the warfighting customer, needs all of those things. They need they need intelligence, they need raw data if they're in the fight, and they need information. And the challenge for us is to manage all of that so that they know what the differences are, what is unevaluated raw data versus evaluated information versus analyzed intelligence, and to be able to deliver it to them in a format that they can use it, a time frame that's relevant to their operations, and that it's the information that they really need to support their operations without a lot of superfluous information. So, the challenges in the information world have gone to an inability in the past to move large amounts of information to the challenges of being able to move it, but how do you manage it so that you don't overwhelm the customer with too much information?
And how much of a challenge is that? Because as you described it, I began to think you probably can get it there quick, right, but there's so much of it, how do you know what to do with it?
Well, it's a big challenge, and certainly we are trying to use technology to allow us to move information and manage it better. And to some extent, we're trying to use technology to allow us to analyze it better. But it still always comes down to good, well-trained people that are fusing the information together and trying to understand their customers' requirements to produce the kind of predictive analysis that they need.
Well, let me ask about successful partnerships. After Operation Desert Storm, DIA changed the composition of its frontline intelligence teams to include members from the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agencies. How successful has this collaboration been?
These teams are called the National Intelligence Support Teams. The acronym we use is the NIST. And actually, all of the agencies had support teams in the 1980s, and often each sent a team out to augment a ship or a division, something like that, that was engaged in an operation. So what we really did after Desert Storm was to tailor a national team that consisted of all of the agencies, CIA, NSA, DIA, into a single team under a single leadership with a smaller footprint, shared kind of in, communications and things like that, to be more specifically tailored to the commander's mission and to provide that information and that support without as large a footprint for him to support. And I think it has largely been a very successful exercise in providing national support to the warfighter. Now the warfighters can come back via classified internet and our push-pull intelligence system really to be able to do a lot on their own that used to be done with specialists. So we're always examining the composition of national intelligence support teams to make sure that we're putting the right kind of capability forward.
Other organizations recognize that others have common mission and that collaboration makes sense, and yet they can't execute it. How have you been able to execute this collaboration?
Well, this is one collaboration that's occurred. It's a matter of actually trying to give a coordinated product to warfighters as opposed to three or four products from three or four national agencies. But there's a larger collaboration which occurs, and that is the collaboration in the defense intelligence community among the national agency DIA, the service, military service intelligence centers, and the joint intelligence centers of the unified commands. They are very well connected now with high bandwidth communications, with computer technology that allows us to work together more effectively than ever. And because we're about 35% smaller than we were 10 years ago collectively, it's more imperative that we actually collaborate, work together in providing support up and down the chain of command.
We also know that DIA is responsible for the Joint Military Intelligence College. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of this institution and what it's like to manage a college?
Well, the Joint Military Intelligence College was actually established, I think, as the Defense Intelligence School about a year after DIA was established, so in 1962. We have about 450 students on an annual basis, about one-third of which are full-time. The others are part-time weekend students. We're fully accredited by the Eastern States Universities and Colleges Association to offer a Master of Science in Strategic Intelligence and a Bachelor of Science in Strategic Intelligence. The latter program is really designed to give people who have gotten 3 years of college on their own a fourth year, and this BSSI, Bachelor of Science in Strategic Intelligence degree. And we use that often as a tool to maybe give upward mobility to a staff support assistant, a secretary. A lot of our enlisted personnel take advantage of this opportunity. And then for the master's program, we bring in military personnel and civilians. They have a very rigorous academic program. They can write classified or unclassified thesis. It's fully accredited, and then we find that we have a very much more powerful combination of talent that comes out of the school and then can get into the workforce. So it's a good mid-career training opportunity or educational opportunity, and we find a lot of advantages to the college.
You talked about the challenges of managing sources of information and fusing it all together. And we've heard that DIA is taking a novel approach to blend these together by having them feed into a large computer database program called JIVA, or the Joint Intelligent Virtual Architecture. Could you tell us about the JIVA program?
Well, the JIVA program is not really a single database. What this concept is to take technology, high bandwidth communications, collaborative tools, software and hardware, field it throughout the enterprise along with doctrine and tactics, techniques and procedures that will allow analysts and people at different levels of command to collaborate and virtually work problems together to produce the best analysis or the best product that the system can offer, as opposed to what one command or one analyst could put together. It's a program which is still building. We put in infrastructure first. In the last several years, we're fielding software tools, analysis support tools in the entire network, which is a worldwide architecture. And the most dramatic use was during Allied Force and Desert Fox, the most recent bombing campaigns we had in Yugoslavia and Iraq, to do federated targeting support and federated battle damage assessment. So this it's really a combination of hardware, software, and tactics, techniques, and procedures to allow us to collaborate in the intelligence analysis and production community more than we ever could before the technology was available.
Interesting. It's time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Vice Admiral Tom Wilson.